This week on Indian Times, Francisco Cali is a Cachicol Mayan from Guatemala. He is the first and continues to be the only indigenous member of the United Nations Committee on the Elimination of Racial Discrimination. Cali came to the University of Oklahoma as a visiting fellow at the Center for the Study of American Indian Law and Policy.
I am here invited by Professor Lindsay Robertson to be participating in a program that he was able to found in the University of Oklahoma, to be part of the experience of Indian law, comparative law. And I think that that opportunity gives me a big opportunity to know more about legal reality of American Indian natives here in the U.S., understand many things that sometimes we don't understand, because realities are so different, even that we are the same people.
Could you see something like what we have here for our nation's sovereignty? Is that something that you think in the future could apply to the Mayan people?
It's different. It's different reality, because at least you have here territories. We don't have territories in Guatemala, because the Mayan people, we are in the whole territory. The whole territory is a Mayan territory. So we cannot find a solution as the same way that you have found here in the U.S. It's different realities, as I was saying, but we share some many same issues. Of course, I knew some realities in Canada. I've been traveling also in U.S. when I was doing solidarity work for Guatemala in defending the human rights of the Guatemalan people. I visited some Indian communities in the U.S. also. And I know some of the realities also. But something that amazed me, at least here in Oklahoma, because it's my first time in Oklahoma, is the capacity of economical development that some tribes or some nations here have done it here. The first weekend that I had here in Oklahoma, they took me to the Chickasaw Cultural Center. That is something that I was dreaming there, because I was dreaming saying, why I'm dreaming to have a probably not a Cachicol cultural center, but a Mayan cultural center that can explain from the root of the Mayan people who were the Mayan people, who are the Mayan people today, because many people, they are saying that Mayan people disappeared 2,000 years ago. They are trying to the Mayan people of today not to believe that we are the descendant of the Mayan people. Last weekend, Professor Tai took me to the Cherokee Nation also. And there he was explaining me all the advance that they have done there, especially trying to rescue the language. Mm-hmm. But we have a live language. We spoke our own language. We are officially 41% of the total population of Guatemala. But we believe that we are more than 60% of the total population of Guatemala. And the majority of the Mayan people, we speak our own language. And I can say probably 80 to 90% of the Mayan people speak their own language.
Oh, that's great.
And the culture is alive there.
I think we have a saying that we're the people of the eagle and you're the people of the condor.
No, we
have
say
you
that,
ever heard that?
No, yes, yes, but we say that we are the people of the corn. Yeah, because our ancestors, they taught us that we are coming from the corn. Oh. That's why there are four colors of corn. It's black, white, yellow, and red. And the base of our food is the corn. In Guatemala, you are going to eat tamales, which is made with corn, with tortillas, which is made with corn. So you can eat tamales, tortilla, and a drink based on corn. So that's why everybody is saying that the Mayan people, we are the people of the corn.
When Cali speaks of his homeland, you can feel his hopeful energy.
What I really wanted to see in the future is to have a country. We probably is not going to be possible to change the name of the country, but I wanted to see not a Guatemala, a Guatemala, where the Mayan people play a very important role on the development economically, political, cultural, and social development of Guatemala. I think that is, at least that is my dream.
That was Francisco Cali from Guatemala, visiting fellow at the University of Oklahoma's Center for the Study of American Indian Law and Policy, and a member of the United Nations Committee on the Elimination of Racial Discrimination. I'm Susan Shannon for Indian Times. For more information on this broadcast, go to our website, kgou.org.